Hello, and welcome to the Welligant Woman Podcast, a place for women over 40 who are ready to transform midlife, reimagine what's possible, and make each new decade better than the last. I'm your host, Karen Viesta, certified health and life coach. And after going through my own midlife reinvention, I can honestly say that I now experience more energy, vitality, confidence, and joy than I ever have before. Each week, I'll be sharing information, inspiration, and strategies to help you do the same. Let's get started. Hello, friends. Hope everyone is having a great week. I'm actually just coming in from the garden. As some of you may know, if you are a newsletter subscriber, because I've been sharing little bits about it in my email newsletter, I am passionate about my vegetable garden. I started it a few years back and it has just gotten bigger each year. And so this year I decided to create like a French potager garden. So I'm growing lots of vegetables in these raised beds with, you know, an arched trellis. It's just, I'm so excited about it because I think it's really going to be beautiful when it's done. And I think it's going to just produce so many amazing, organic, fresh vegetables that I'm really excited about, especially as someone who's kind of a foodie. I think that growing my own vegetables has just, you know, inspired me to cook so much more. And I just have really enjoyed that over the years. So that's a big project, something that is taking some time and some energy, but something I have been really inspired about. I've been reading. And as many of you know, I started my little seedlings. This is the first year that I've started my vegetables from seed. So anyway, I've spent a lot of time outside, and so I'm shifting gears a bit with this podcast because we're talking all about hair care if you're a woman over 40. And this is one of those topics like beauty, like style, that, you know, rather than thinking of this as being superficial or unimportant, I want you to recognize that these are also elements of wellness, right? The way that we feel informs the way that we show up in the world. And so, you know, all of these things, when we are caring for ourselves, when we are, you know, taking the time to make sure that our skin looks healthy and our hair looks healthy and that we feel good about our style, it really does contribute to a sense of well-being. So I don't view these topics as being superficial at all. I think they really are closely connected to our self-concept. So this episode in particular was inspired by my own kind of hair struggles and my recent hair change. I made a big change. I cut my hair pretty short. It's the shortest I've had it in years because I really have always been more of a long hair girl. But I have also highlighted my hair for years. And when you wear your hair long and when you color it, you know, the ends tend to become very processed. And because of all of the processing, you know, it was dry, it was damaged, it was thinner. I just felt like the texture was kind of frizzier. I knew that I needed kind of a hair intervention. And so I decided that I was going to chop it all off, or a lot of it off, and just really learn, you know, what I needed to do differently, because clearly, you know, my hair was not as healthy as I felt it could be. So in this episode, I'm going to share with you a lot of what I learned. You know, I have a feeling that this is a challenge that many women are experiencing because we have a lot of changes in our bodies and in our hormones that really affect the hair and the scalp. I don't think I'm alone in feeling like, you know, there is nothing like having a good hair day. when you, you know, have healthy hair, when you have a style that you love, when you feel that it's, you know, not only is your hair manageable and easy to care for, but it looks great, that really contributes to a positive self-image and just kind of a sense of confidence. So let's talk a little bit about some of, you know, the reasons why our hair is changing and why we may feel suddenly like, oh, you know, it's just not looking the same as it has in the past. Hormones affect the hair growth cycle, which results in slower growth and thinner hair. The hair follicles actually shrink over time, so that's what decreases the hair density and volume. And of course, a decline in estrogen and progesterone levels exacerbate all of these issues. So the most common concerns experienced by women over 40 are that their hair is thin and dry and brittle, and you know that it just grows very slowly and sometimes frizzes up very easily. That was certainly the case for me. Although what I will say is that since I cut my hair, not only does it feel so much healthier because I got a lot of those dead ends off, but I feel like it's actually growing faster than it was before. So I know that these things I'm doing are working and having a positive effect. So I've spent some time working on this and researching things and trying to address all of these things to improve the health of my hair. And that was, you know, again, the reason I got the cut. So what can we do if we are a woman over 40 to keep our hair full and healthy and beautiful? And before you take down any notes or jot down any product recommendations, I have created a hair care guide to accompany this episode. So if you go to wellegantwoman.com/haircare, one word, you can download that guide. And I have included a lot of product recommendations there as well. So that will be helpful, and that way you can just listen and you don't have to worry about taking notes. I do recommend as a starting point to check your thyroid if you are experiencing a lot of hair changes, and particularly if you're experiencing a lot of hair loss. Hair that can sometimes indicate a thyroid issue. So if you find that you go into the shower and you're washing your hair and you have like, you know, handfuls of hair that are coming out in the shower, or when you're brushing your hair, I would absolutely recommend ruling out any health issues first. Sometimes, as I said, thyroid function can impact the hair and create a loss of hair. So while some of that might just be due to hormonal changes, we want to rule anything more serious out before, you know, as a first step. But assuming that this is not attributable to any health issue, here are some tips for having, you know, that thick, healthy hair that we all want. I'll start off with the thing that you probably can predict that I'm going to start off with, because you all know that I believe this is the foundation of everything, and that is diet and lifestyle. It is certainly the foundation of beauty, both healthy skin and healthy hair. And I always recommend that people take a hard look at that first and make any changes there, you know, as a first step. So in terms of nutrition, there are certain key nutrients and vitamins that promote hair growth and promote hair strength. And that includes biotin, vitamin D, iron, and omega-3 fatty acids. Now, again, you know this if you've listened to me for any length of time, I always recommend incorporating supplements if necessary, but I also always stress the importance of obtaining nutrients from whole foods whenever possible. So in terms of specific foods that are rich in these essential nutrients for hair health, eggs, salmon, avocado, spinach, and sweet potatoes, those are great ones. I also recommend incorporating a lot of leafy greens, wild-caught fish, nuts, seeds, organic fruits, and vegetables, right? So, you know, the basic anti-inflammatory diet, there's probably nothing there that's groundbreaking. But, you know, if you're somebody who's struggling with your hair, you know, whether it's breakage or, you know, those other issues that I mentioned, you may want to kind of dial in your nutrition a little bit, and you will find that that will support healthy hair growth. Also, hydration. We tend to think of this as being related more to skincare than to hair care, but it's also really important to maintain moisture levels in the scalp and in the hair follicles. So good hydration will also benefit your hair. And I would recommend paying a bit of attention to your scalp. A healthy scalp means healthy hair follicles, which translates to strong, healthy hair. And I have to say that I really didn't pay any attention to this before I started researching and learning and doing a bit of experimentation. A good way to support a healthy scalp is to use a clarifying shampoo every now and then to remove dead skin cells and to unclog pores. You know, you don't have to use a clarifying shampoo every single time that you wash your hair, but, you know, maybe once a week or once every other week, it's a really good way to keep the scalp healthy. The other thing is to do a bit of scalp massage, which stimulates blood circulation. You can use your fingers, which is what I do, or they do have these massaging tools, and both work well, and it also just happens to feel amazing. Ideally, you would want to do this either before you shampoo. So when your hair is dry, you can kind of give yourself a little bit of a scalp massage before you go into the shower, or you can do it when you're in the shower and you're conditioning, because with the conditioner on your hair, your fingers will kind of move through it a little more easily than if you do it during shampooing. I wouldn't recommend doing it while you're shampooing, but definitely during the conditioning stage, it feels really good and it's really effective at helping keep the circulation in the scalp. The other thing I would do is make sure that you have a good shampoo and conditioner for your hair type. Now, I recommend sulfate-free, gentle formulas, which help to avoid stripping your hair of its natural oils. When the hair is really, really dry, that's when we get, you know, the frizziness, that's when you can really see the breakage. So you want to keep your own natural oils, you know, kind of distributed throughout your hair as much as possible. And so a gentler shampoo will help to do that. You can also look for products that are specifically formulated for color-treated hair. So if, like me, you highlight your hair or you, you know, do a single process, you want to make sure that you're using something that is for color-treated hair. And that means that it will contain ingredients like peptides, antioxidants, hydrating oils. You know, they'll be a little more moisturizing. Also, use volumizing or thickening shampoos and conditioners to add body and fullness. Again, if that's something that you struggle with, if you feel like your hair is thinning, there are certainly lots of formulations that will boost volume and thickness. I like rotating between different products to prevent product buildup and to get the maximum benefits, because your hair does get used to products over time. And so if you're using the same thing, you know, month after month, year after year, the products just may not be as effective. Now, in terms of techniques for washing, this is pretty important too. You don't want to use too much friction when you're washing your hair. You know, you don't really want to be scrubbing and like running your fingers back and forth really intensely. You want to kind of be gentle and massage the shampoo into the scalp gently. Also, wash your hair with lukewarm water rather than super hot water, which will prevent stripping the moisture from the hair and the scalp. You know, I happen to love a really hot shower, but I will turn down the temperature a little bit when I wash my hair, because you just don't want all that hot water drying out your scalp even more. Now, when I put my conditioner in, I like to use a wide-toothed comb or my fingers to kind of detangle the hair. And I recommend doing that even before you wash it. So before you get into the shower, you may want to use that wide-toothed comb to just kind of detangle it. And like I said, you can do that again after conditioning. And then you'll want to make sure you dry your hair with a really soft towel. They sell a bunch of them that are specifically designed to dry hair. So you don't want to be rubbing and scrubbing with the towel. This using a special towel that is specifically designed to dry hair protects the hair cuticle. And that also has the effect of minimizing frizz. You won't see, you know, it tames frizz a lot, because you're not rubbing and kind of roughing up the cuticle. Now, I am not really good, I have to admit, about doing weekly deep conditioning treatments and masks. It is important to nourish and hydrate dry, brittle hair, so I have started doing them more, but for years, I don't think I ever did a hair mask. And they have some great products, many of which I will link to in the hair care guide. So be sure to download that. But a weekly deep conditioning treatment is a great way to nourish not only the scalp, but the hair as well. Now, there is something that I have been reading more and more about, which is sun exposure and sun damage to the hair and the hair follicles. That, again, wasn't something I had thought about. We are so used to protecting our skin from the sun, but we don't really hear too often about the damage that the sun does to our hair. So I recommend using a lightweight leave-in conditioner or, you know, kind of a light hair oil to seal moisture into the hair and protect against environmental damage. So if you're going out into the sun, you know, using a lightweight leave-in conditioner or a little bit of light hair oil before sun exposure will minimize that dryness and that damage. Now, many of us style our hair with heat. You know, I use the blow dryer. At times I use the curling iron or the flat iron. You really want to turn down those heat settings. You want to avoid excessive heat styling and chemical treatments that can further dehydrate and damage the hair. So if you style your hair with heat, as again, most of us do, there are some things that we can do there as well. And one is to use a good heat protectant. They come in serums, creams, sprays. You can take your pick, but it is important to use a good heat protectant product before you apply heat to the hair. I also recommend investing in very high quality styling tools. You know, a good blow dryer, a good flat iron, a good curling iron. These are ones that not only have adjustable heat settings, but they often have ceramic or tourmaline plates, which just give you some gentler styling. And of course, you know, when you have those adjustable heat settings, you want to make sure that you're using a lower heat setting and you're not scorching the hair. Also take advantage of volumizing hair products such as mousses. There are root lifters, there are volumizing sprays. So if that's something that you struggle with, you can add lift and body to the hair and give the appearance of more fullness by just using the right products. And again, I have plenty of recommendations in the hair care guide. They even have scalp concealers. I had never heard of this, but if you have thinning hair and spots that look bare, there are even products that you can sort of dab onto the scalp that give the illusion of more hair. So finally, let's speak about hairstyles and choosing a style that works best with your particular hair. There are some stylists who, you know, sort of specialize in quote unquote mature hair. I'm not sure that that's necessary, but if you think that it would help you to find flattering styles and cuts, then by all means, you can consult with one of them. I think a big part of this process, to be honest, is not fearing change, whether that's change in your hairstyle or your hair color. You know, as we age, our face changes, the shape of our face, our skin tone, our hair texture changes, basically everything changes. So the style that we've had for years, and even the color that we've had for years, is very likely not going to look good on us forever. And while I don't believe in, you know, rules about hair length or hairstyles for women over 40, I think that is very outdated. I do believe that change is often a really good thing, both in terms of how we look and how we feel. Being willing to change shows confidence, and I think it inspires confidence. It's also just a really fun way to try on different looks at times. So my advice to you is be open to making a change and don't stay stuck in the same hairstyle forever. That in itself can be very aging. Also, longer isn't necessarily better. And I say this, you know, as a long hair girl, I you know, have admitted that. Our culture tells us that long hair is synonymous with youth and beauty. But the truth is that it doesn't work on everyone and it doesn't work forever. So just be open to updating your hair the way that you update your wardrobe. You know, the goal is to find what fits and flatters you and what makes you feel amazing. When choosing a style, it's really important to consider your face shape. It's important to work with your natural hair texture and your lifestyle. You know, that's where a good stylist is really important. Somebody who will advise you and who knows your hair and your styling skills and your time constraints. You know, my stylist, when I have gone to her at times with a photograph of something that I want to try, there have been plenty of times where she was like, I don't think that that's a good idea for you. You know, not that's not going to work with your hair texture, or, you know, that's not going to, you know, work with your coloring. Maybe it was a hair color that I wanted to try that might have been a little too harsh with my skin, which tends to be very fair. So, you know, there are definitely things that are impractical. Not everyone can style your hair, can style their own hair the way the stylist does. That has also been an experience of mine where, you know, at times I've come out of the salon looking great and I loved it, but then, you know, when I had to style it on my own, it just wasn't something that was practical because it was a little bit too labor intensive. So be mindful of all of those things. And if you're working with a good stylist, they will also be mindful of all of those things. In other words, choose a style that you can manage, that isn't going to be so much work that you become frustrated by it. And if versatility is important, make sure that you have options. I wanted to shorten my hair. You know, that was my goal. I wanted to take off a lot of the dead ends and the, you know, old color. But my requirement was that I needed to be able to pull it back into a ponytail because I can't stand working out with my hair down. I always pull it back when I work out. And if I'm honest, there are plenty of mornings that I don't have a lot of time and I like to be able to pull my hair back. So that was kind of a non-negotiable for me. As far as I'm concerned, as I said earlier, there is nothing like a great hair day. When we get the cut and the color right, and we have full and healthy hair, it goes such a long way towards making us feel beautiful. And I know firsthand how hair changes can throw us a bit. You know, like all of these hormonal changes throw us, right? It can be a challenging time, but it can also be an amazing one. And I always use the analogy of pregnancy. You know, remember when we were pregnant and we were going through a lot of changes, and it meant that we had to kind of think about ourselves differently, think about our habits, our nutrition, you know, our lifestyle. We had to maybe make some changes because we knew that those changes would create a healthy body for us and consequently a healthy body for our baby. So now, as our body is once again changing, let's think of it like that. You know, like we just have to learn and make some changes so that we can continue to create health and beauty and vitality. So don't forget to download that hair care guide. It is hugely helpful because you won't have to do all the research and all the legwork. I've done it for you. And I share in that guide, you know, a lot of really great products that I've found. So go to wellelegantwoman.com/haircare for that. And I will see you next week. Hey, before I let you go, have you downloaded the Midlife Glow Up Guide? In this guide, I walk you through 10 simple action steps, and you know how I love simplicity, that will take you from feeling tired and uninspired to feeling balanced, energized, and beautiful. In short, I'll help you get your mojo back. Simply click the link in the show notes or visit wellelegantwoman.com/glowup, and I'll send that right over to you. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Wellegant Woman podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please don't forget to subscribe. And I'd love it if you would leave a 5-star review and share it with others. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll catch you in the next episode.